hand. Good. We're all here then. I'm going to start the service off a little bit different. I'm going to call everybody who is going to do their thing on the stage tonight to come up right now. That's from 3 years of age and under, right up to the young people. Everybody. And I'll get out of the way. No, you don't have to. You don't want to. That's fine. Okay. The reason you're all up there is I'm sure there's many pictures being taken of you, but that wasn't the purpose. I would like the congregation to stand and sing, God loves you and we love you, and that's the way it should be. I'm sure some of them have pretty nervous little hearts up there, so we're going to try and calm them down because we love them that much. Sister Lauren to open their service in prayer.
Dear Jesus, I thank you for this day and the opportunity we have to come here and gather together and worship you. I just pray that you will bless this service and bless everything that's said and all of the young people and their songs. I just pray that we will get good sleep tonight and everyone will have safe travels home. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
So, you can all go back to your seats except for Pauline's group.
Just amazing. I've enjoyed it. It's about my speed, 3, 4. I kind of stay ahead of them. So they're going to introduce themselves.
I'm sorry.
My name is Paige.
My name is Audrey.
My name is me.
Kids, today we learned a few things. We learned that a rainbow is God's promise, that Jesus is the light, that we made binoculars to see what God made, and we learned that hurtful words are like toothpaste when it comes out of a tube. You can't put it back. So we have to be real careful about our words. Okay, so we're going to start with a song. Hold your candle up or get your finger up. This little light of mine.
Okay.
This little light of mine,
I'm going to let it shine.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
I didn't know for sure.
No.
Satan, get out. I'm gonna let
Johnny.
God is on the move, on the move. Hallelujah, God is on the move in many, many ways. God is on the move, on the move. Hallelujah, God is on the move in many, many ways. I see your generation standing on the truth. In each and every nation, God is on the move.
All right.
In the 144th Psalm, it says, "Then our sons in their youth will be like well-nurtured plants, and our daughters will be like pillars carved to adorn a palace." That's the New International Version. That's in the 12th verse. And the 15th verse is, "Happy is that people that is in such a case, yea, happy is that people whose God is in the Lord."
Amen.
We just saw some sprouts there, I think. Amy? Amy's group.
Talked about our thought life and how the thoughts that go through our mind are like a movie. So we use some movie activities to talk about our thoughts. And we started talking about what kinds of things we should have in our movies and what kinds of things we should not have in our movies. So we learned a verse to help us remember.
what the things are that God says do make for good thoughts. So some of you can turn your posters around, and we're going to say our verse, and then we're going to sing a song that goes with that. To the Holy Spirit so that he can help us have the thoughts that he wants us to have and our thoughts don't go astray. So we talked about two weapons that we can use in the battle for our minds, and we played a game with this. So does anybody want to share what the two weapons or tools were that we used in our game yesterday? Tyler, you want to tell them?
Sword of the Spirit and the bow and arrow of praise.
Okay, so we talked about how in 2 Corinthians 10:5 we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So we're going to sing the chorus that you know.
Put on a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice and sing. Praise and adore him, bow down before him. Oh, magnify the Lord. Put on a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice.
Who's the story?
star of your movie? Do you think?
Yourself.
Right. Yourself. Or a few other creatures that they came up with that they wanted to star in their movie. So we read Hebrews 12:2. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. And John 3:30, he must become greater and I must become less. And we made a little movie poster of what our minds might be. And here's the picture for our thoughts being centered on Christ. And we called it A Beautiful Mind. It was a movie by that title, but this doesn't have anything to do with that movie. But the star is Jesus Christ, and we're only supporting actors or actresses in our story. And for a simple analogy, the producer is God, and the director is the Holy Spirit. And our tagline is, He must be greater, and I must become less.
Amen.
So we're going to sing one more song about keeping Christ in the center of our thoughts.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart, not be all else to me, save that temple heart. Thou my power, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my life. Riches I need not, nor man's empty praise. Thou
going to say something about David and Goliath. Does everybody know what David was told when he went and he said, well, I'll go after Goliath? Any of that group that was just here, what did Saul say to David? He said, you're just a youth. And then when he got through all that obstacle, he stood before Goliath. What did Goliath call David? You're just a little youth. What are you doing here? But the more important part is, what did God say to David? Does everybody know? Goliath, the Lord God has delivered you into my hand this day. And this assembly will know that the Lord thy God reigns in Israel, or something along that line. It's important what God says to you, not everybody else.
Amen.
Anyways, we're going to have an offering for the cost of the camp. You were warned, I think, this morning. If you're writing out checks, the check is going to be Global Missions Regional Camp. And if I could have the four deacons, please. I don't know where the baskets are. Thanks. Brother Dave Davison, if you would ask a blessing.
Lord, we come again to thee, O Lord. We ask you to bless this at which we give to you, Lord, that it may help others, not ourselves, but to help others, Lord. We thank you for this camp, and Lord, we just cherish it in our hearts that we can gather with thee. Lord, bless us now as we give back to you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. The next group is going to be the 13 and overs, and I'm going to talk for just a second while they're a little bit bigger, so they have a little bit more time to settle themselves in. One thing I do want to do is we had to, this year we're doing something a little bit different, and we needed a little bit more stronger voices, so you will see that we have some older young people joining this group. But there are two or three, I think there's two that are still down here that aren't up here, that worked in the background this week just every day. And that's Mike Kane and Kevin Dale. I told Kevin I was going to embarrass him a little bit. He had to fight this robot in the back corner every day. It was like that old BattleBots game. He was fighting it every day. So I really want to thank them for their work with us every day. They're standing in the background up there, but I did want to acknowledge them.
5, verses 5 and 6. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
Amen. Amen.
This last song that the young people sang was a song that speaks to the beginning of our walk with God. When he plucked us out of obscurity and chose us to proclaim his holy word and serve him faithfully, it also speaks to who we were then as nothing. But a process was begun at that time in which we have been and still are being molded and shaped into something better, something good, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Who am I that God should choose me?
I'm reading Matthew 18, 4. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
Amen. This next song this young people will sing continues God's choosing of us to extend beyond just choosing to save us. We have been chosen to serve in the kingdom of God. He has placed his loving seal upon us for this higher calling. It speaks of trials and adversities that will come into our lives to test and try us as sons of God. But as we have already heard several times in this camp, we will overcome.
Amen.
Thank you.
was the bread of life, freely allowed himself to be broken like bread to feed the hungry. And as his life, which was in his blood, was freely poured out like wine upon the world, we too, as sons of God, must be willing to be broken like bread to feed the hungry and poured out like wine for those in need. We must be emptied of the life of Christ that is in us to the world, so that Christ's virtue may go out to all the earth. We must do so, for the whole creation is groaning and travailing in pain, anxiously waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Thank you. fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches in honor and life. And that's Proverbs 22:4.
Jeremy?
Amen.
Philippians 2:3. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves.
This is James 4, verse 10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up.
We are commanded to rejoice in everything. No matter what trials they come, no matter how wrong things may seem to be at times, our hearts should always sing with joy, praise his precious name, and say, pray, not my will, but thine be done. The joy that God has placed down deep in our soul will enable us to do so. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Thank you.
Tina, you can be seated. The theme of this last song, young people will sing, is very similar to Let Us Be Broken Like Bread. The bread of life, which is Jesus Christ, is asking us, as he did Peter, do you love me? If you love me, really love me with all of your heart, then feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my people. For I am, he said, the bread of life, and I am living in you. So give forth that bread that others may live. Feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my people.
Love me. Micah 6 verse 8 says, "He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God."
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
James 3:13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by doing his good, by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom.
Okay. We would, at this time, I wrote this down, but guys, I don't know if I could make it through unless I wrote it down. So, we would at this time like to announce that all of these songs that the young people have sung this evening, Who Am I, Chosen for the Kingdom, Let's Be Broken Like Bread, Rejoice in Everything, He Put a Joy Down Deep in My Soul, and Feed My Lambs, Feed My People, are many of the songs that the Lord has given to my dad, Joe Haney. Over the many years that he has been a part of this moving spirit, God has inspired him to write many songs that speak to certain themes that we've all been taught over the years. Dad did not know we were going to do any of this. This is a complete surprise to him, isn't it, Dad? Isn't it, Mom? As we strove to keep it all a secret until tonight, we've been working behind the scenes to make this all happen for you, Dad, and to make it a special evening for you. In addition to writing songs, my dad was the one who introduced me to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one who inspired me in the area of music and gave me a love for it. Throughout the last 60 years, my father has loved me, prayed for me, taught and counseled me, encouraged me, and modeled humility, faithfulness, and steadfastness. He has stayed faithfully true to me, to all of his kids, to my mother, to the church, and to God. His faithfulness is primarily what has kept me on the foundation and gave me stability. I am overwhelmed and humbled by the legacy of faith that I've been privileged to be a part of. From my grandparents, and now my parents, been passed down to me. I've tried to pass it down to Lisa, and I hope she'll pass it down to her kids and her grandkids. It's a legacy of faith. It's kind of like a chain of faith, and I don't want to be a weak link in that chain. I don't think any of us do. But it's not just my natural family, it's my spiritual family. You're all part of that family, and what a legacy it is. And I feel so privileged. And I hope all our young people realize what they've got here. And it's been an honor for me to prepare these beautiful songs that God has given you, Dad, to teach them to the young people this week and to have the young people sing them to the church tonight, that the whole church can be blessed by them. Mom and Dad, thank you for everything you've done. Thank you for everything you've meant to me, everything that you are, and it's been an honor for me to be called your son. And I'd like to add this. 3 weeks ago, yesterday, my mom and dad celebrated their 60th anniversary. Sneaky son. Well, we would like to sing the last song again, Feed My People,
But we want to do it without the orchestra, and we want Dad to be at the piano playing it. Would that be all right?
Amen.
Sons and to your sons' sons. we risked honoring Joe because we didn't know if it would break his humility, but I don't think we run much of a risk. But anyways, oh, thank you. There's about 100 copies of the songs that the kids sang back there if you want to add it to the back of your red songbook at any time. Those of you who wish it, they're just sitting at the back. These young people this week, this was a little different for them. There was work involved. There was work involved. And they did it with no hesitation,
yeah,
in great obedience, and with smiles on their faces, as you saw. And for that, I'm truly, truly thankful. This song, this last song, this is sort of where I'm going to stop. This song drew me to St. Louis about 5 years ago, the first time I'd ever met, or first time I'd ever visited Joe and Melba in their home. And it was this song that drew me there. And 5 years later, I still can't get this out of my heart, is that we are called for a purpose. And humility is how we must walk before the Lord. Andy, would you come up and close the service, please? Unless there's someone else. Oh, sorry. Come on up, Joe. You gotta. Humility, I gotta go to him.
I'm not good at speaking in front of people. But I was so surprised. I had no idea that this was going to happen tonight. And, you know, as God has just given me these songs, it's all His glory. And I want to give Him the glory too, for all these songs. And there's been so many songs given to people in this mood. The Lord has given those songs, and they're kingdom songs. And they're where we are, you know. And that's what's so wonderful, is we're all experiencing these things. And the songs just define or explain what we're going through. And so the Lord has given me those, and I was so glad to give them forth, give them to the church, and give them to my son so that he could do what he did tonight, you know, with these young people. Oh, I thank you. You sang so beautiful. Lord bless you all.
To make an announcement also that also we have a surprise after the service. I know the young people are going to climb up the mountain, going so forth, but and for anyone else and for young people, before you go, we have two big 60th anniversary cakes that we ordered with mom and dad's name on it, and the date that they were married are on it, and they're down in the dining hall. So you can treat yourself when you get there.
I'll say a prayer, and then we'll, if there's any announcements, we'll have some announcements here. Steve was saying that Joe handed down his faith to him, but I want to say that Joe handed his faith down to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people in this room, throughout North America, United States, Canada, and throughout the world, that been touched by Joe, and he may not know it, and he'll never admit it or own up to it, but he's touched a lot of people. His faith has spread far and wide, and every one of you is valuable, but for a moment, we honor our brother Joe and his wife. Amen? Just give him a round of applause. This is painful for you, Joe. This is out of his comfort zone. But anyway, let's pray. Heavenly Father, tonight, we have a lot to be thankful for. We're thankful for the mothers and the fathers and the church grandfathers in the church that have shared their faith with so many and inspired people from shore to shore, my Father, like the Haneys. We give you thanks for their ministry, literally to the world. And we're aware, dear Lord, that every one of us in this room, we have no idea how many people we touch by our ministries. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for our young people. We love them so much. We just love them so much, dear Lord. We pray that you would keep every one of them, protect every one of them, help them all to walk faithfully with you all of their life, my Father, all of their days, and bless their parents. We thank you, Lord, for this wonderful, wonderful service tonight of worship, of just pure, plain worship. We thank you for it. Now, my Father, as the evening, as this service comes to a close, we pray that you bless it. We pray as the young people and different ones do different activities for your safety and protection, my Father, that you would continue being with us and all the details of the camp. And we close now in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, announcements for tonight.
I'm just the mic holder.
Some of you will, I guess, be leaving in the morning after breakfast. Some may even be leaving.